Salutations, brothers and sisters.
Yes, you guys. Hey, you guys are tuned in. QKJJ, how you doing? I'm Queen Jam.
And I'm King Jerry. I hope you all had an amazing week.
Yes, you guys. I hope you guys had an amazing week as always. And, you know, we made it through it. Absolutely. So now all we have to do is get it done all over again next week. So, you know, that's exciting.
Pass your test every single day.
Yes, exactly. Get it done every single day. Make sure you get yourself in that routine so every day just goes by. You know you got something accomplished. And I would have to say that today is, today, but it turned into tonight, but is probably the latest that we've recorded. What do you think, King?
Yes, but that means that's hard work.
You know. Absolutely. No sleep. Right. No sleep.
Right. But with that being said, that provides exactly what we went over last week, which was Black excellence. And a part of Black excellence is to have a continual pattern, to have a dedicated pattern, to have a good energy, and to be dedicated.
Yes, have a kind ambiance about yourself and the way you carry yourself.
Oh, I like that. I like that ambiance. Okay.
Yes, you know, a little something, you know.
Now, let's keep it real with y'all from the jump. What did you think about the turkey bacon?
Yes, what did you guys think about the turkey bacon? Okay, I mean, all fat jokes aside, please don't act like you guys couldn't fall asleep to that.
Thank you. Okay. And then wake up feeling crispy and ready to be plated.
Okay.
Stop playing with yourselves.
How are you guys?
You already know what time it is. That's that.
M-A-N.
News.
I can't even remember the song we made up last time. I think we made up a song.
This, that, media.
Yes.
Absent news, everybody.
You guys, yes.
This is that media absent news, and we're just going to get straight into it. Thank you.
Yes. So, you guys, I have Joe's Gourmet Fish Fry, okay? Celebrated, and they're celebrating getting their fish fry products into over 2,500 grocery stores nationwide, okay?
Beautiful.
And get this. They did all of this within 3 years, okay? And I wanted to let you know, the Joe's Gourmet Fish Fry, this is a Black-owned family business, by the way, okay?
Beautiful.
Yes, beautiful. Very beautiful.
Now, on top of this,
after they appeared on the ABC's Shark Tank and Good Morning America, they embarked on a national expansion, making themselves available in stores like Publix, Giant Eagle, Walmart, Kroger, Meijer, and Stop and Shop.
Now, Joe's Gourmet is a family-owned business based in Atlanta, like you said.
Yes.
And it was founded by Joe Dowell, his wife Miranda, and his parents Joseph and Patricia. Joe's Gourmet offers savory and flavorful breading mixes used to bake or fry seafood, chicken, vegetables. These scrumptious products are available at a store near you.
Oh, yes.
I mean, literally. Go ahead. Because I'm pretty sure you got one of these stores.
Exactly. You know, pick yourselves up something, okay? And if you go to your family's next fish fry, let them know. If you ain't using Joe's, then you don't want no Mo's.
I like that. If you ain't using Joe's.
Yes. Then you don't want no Mo's.
You don't want no Mo's.
Okay.
All right. I like that. Let's rock with it. Let's rock with it.
Okay.
Joe's. If
Joe's,
you heard it,
that's a plug. Yes.
Plug that.
We got you over here. Okay.
Now, New Jersey high school principal builds a laundry room for students to combat bullying.
Oh, wow.
This is at a high school, again, in New Jersey. Mr. Akbar Cook started his job only a few weeks ago, but immediately realized a trend. He noticed that most of his students at Westside High School were missing as many as 5 days of the school per month. And you may ask why. Well, the children who were missing school were being bullied for wearing dirty clothes. So he decided to create a laundry room on campus that would allow these young adults to wash their clothes for free. Now, school started, of course, on September 4th. And for them, the principal is eager to see the effect. And it will actually have on their lives fully. I mean, he hopes that the school performance will go up and they will remain fighting on their test, because he and the others are fighting for them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, this good performance, this good energy and outcome will have a great performance, not only within these children's lives, but also academically too as well. Because you do have to start at home and at the base.
Exactly.
I really do appreciate it. And the fact that the laundry room is now open from Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yes. Beautiful. When I saw this story, I just thought it was very touching. I don't see a lot of schools that go to the lengths that he went to.
Correct.
And he's a brother, okay? So, of course, there's going to be some creativity to his process and his thinking. The whole concept was just amazing. Execution, amazing.
This is true. And majority of the time when you are thinking about a laundry facility on campus or on any school facility, it's normally based for sporting teams.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, yes, you know, for those that do have it for that reasoning as well too, but you have to keep in mind for the kids that, you know, that don't have that circumstance, that they cannot afford to even participate doing that.
Yes.
And then giving them the process and the ability to go ahead and get their clothes washed, that's preparing them also for the future of real independence as well.
Absolutely.
Building character. One kid at a time.
That's straight up.
Building real good character. Yes. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Now, they even have like free soap and everything for them to use at the facility, and you know, dryer sheets and everything like that. So this is something big. He said that he used to see children who had like book bags of just like dirty clothes with them. So this is going to be something that is really going to help.
Absolutely. Can't be walking around with dirty clothes and backpack, because that should be filled with books.
Yes.
And the fact, again,
yes,
taking that extra step to do so, providing them with the supplies, the necessary supplies, and that's on a mental level, to be independent along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. Building character.
Absolutely, because even with that, he also was just saying that it's also easy for people to just not look at how real things can be for the children, but majority of them were homeless for the week or something like that. That's why they had the clothes in their book bag.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, I'm just happy that someone's doing something about that.
Great. Great job. And again, we appreciate Mr. Akbar Cook, Westside High School in New Jersey. Thank you, sir. Now, on to our next story for our media absent news. Entrepreneur Terry.
Yes, Terry Cash.
Okay.
Or Tari Cash.
Tari Cash, let's get it right.
Tari girl, you know we talking about you. Okay? Sorry we mispronounced your name. It's either, I think it's Tari. That's a pretty name.
No, Miss Tari Cash wants to make golf more accessible to women and minorities with City Swing DC.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. City Swing DC opened up mid-July, and it is a golf simulation experience. Mm-hmm. She opened it mainly because she noticed golf was missing in the city. Yep. And after she wouldn't get golf, you know, she couldn't. And it's not like she wouldn't, but she couldn't get a golf course to practice her swing because traffic was so bad. Anybody has ever ran through trying to get into DC or any area surrounding DC, and it can be a beautiful, perfect day.
Yeah.
Traffic is going to be bad.
Oh my gosh, okay? Yes. It's going to be drastic.
Okay.
Okay, heart shatter.
Thank you. So she explains one of her missions is to get, again, more women and people of color playing. Mm-hmm. And she's currently testing different programming that would make young minorities and women who normally wouldn't play.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, Tari says the environment at City Swing DC is fun and non-intimidating. And this is a really good stance on that because I'm pretty sure those that have tried or participated.
Intimidating. Right. Yes.
Those that have probably tried to go to certain facilities may have felt intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
So in a quote, she said, "We were very thoughtful about creating a space that is inviting and inclusive to all people.
Yes.
Don't let the intimidation factor hold you back because you're being held back from more than just a game of golf."
Mm-hmm.
This is so true.
Yes.
"And as black women, cash verified, not feeling welcome whenever she arrived to a golf course."
Yes, as a black woman, I know she felt that. I'm pretty sure she did.
And that type of feeling is unnecessary.
Yes, it's shared. It's shared with other parties as well. They know the feeling that, you know, everyone knows a feeling, that certain feeling.
Certain feeling. You got that feeling.
You got that certain feeling.
Got you. Okay. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know about facial expression? You know, the one where it's like real tight in the face?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're right, like, next to the... It's a tight one.
You'll see it. We told them about the face. We told them to say like, but don't make the noise. And then you'll see. Like,
you'll
look
see
yourself
it.
In the mirror. Do the but just don't make the noise.
That
and
one.
You'll see that face.
That face.
That
And then it's a glare.
Yes. And then you kind of squint like you just can't read what's on that piece of paper in front of you.
Right. But imagine it, you're trying to muster up the strength to say something, but it's just an intimidating look. It's one of those.
Yep.
Now,
since
this was Tari's first time exercising her entrepreneur skills, she has created a prototype with one golf simulator and lounge suite. Now, she provides customers with clubs and equipment and plans to expand to full-scale product to 6 to 8 simulators with enclosed suites. Now, Tari said, think about it like a karaoke bar where you can bring a bunch of your friends to hang out. And we will all have a full bar, a restaurant. Now, I like to describe it as an elevated bowling alley feel, but with a very nice vibe and lounge area to complement it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out their website at CitiesWingDC. That's Cities with a S, Cities Wing, like a chicken wing, you know. In DC. And if you're talking about DC, you already know about the mumbo sauce.
Oh my gosh.
So let's stop playing it. Cities Wing
DC. And the fries and the ketchup, salt, pepper, please.
There
okay?
you go. But no, for
the
real.
Fries used to be $1.55. It was a carton of fries.
You can't.
$1.55. Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Salt, pepper, ketchup.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, please. Oh, my gosh. There was nothing more beautiful. That's a whole nother episode. We can sit here and have a nice
smorgasbord
and just talk about food.
If Tari is listening, if we could, and please,
yes,
just a request.
Uh-huh.
Can we make that happen there?
Yes, and stop up ketchup with
stop
the fries.
Yes,
no, and make them $1.55.
No.
$1.55.
Now, that's intimidating.
No, it's not, because dollar stores.
No.
Okay, I was going to go into my whole dollar store.
No. That's intimidating to your eyes, because I'm pretty sure you're going to want more.
Oh, absolutely. That's the thing. It's going to be positive on her end.
Yes.
Because she's going to be like, people are going to be buying and buying and buying. They'll be like, I'll get three of them.
There you go.
I'll take three of them, please.
Put a swing on it.
Yes. And three games of golf.
So.
Go ahead. Ring me up.
Dip it.
Ring me up for it. I like it.
Love it.
Oh, my gosh, Terry. Like, shout out.
Thank you, Terry.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Tari. Sorry.
Yes. Okay.
But. CitiesWingDC.com for pricing and additional details.
All right, you guys. Ladies, listen, okay? Mm-hmm. If you want to feel good about yourself and what other queens like you want, if you want a feel good about yourself and you want other queens like yourself to listen to a song that makes you feel good about yourself and feel esteemed, okay? There is a song you need to listen to that I discovered this week. It's called Undefeated by...
What's it called?
Undefeated, okay?
Okay, all right.
Undefeated. It is
You gotta
nice.
Say it with that passion. You gotta do
yes,
that.
Undefeated.
Love
okay?
it.
Okay?
Love it.
It is Undefeated, okay, by Rihanna J. And it is an anthem for Black female athletes. Some of you may have people in your life that deny you your greatness and refuse to acknowledge your capabilities, you know. You know? And there is a
You are wonderful. You are great. You are undefeated, baby. Okay.
Thank you, babe. Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it, okay? This was a clear message, and you can still bounce to it. It's a really nice, clear message to it, but you can still bounce to it. She just talks about being undefeated, how amazing it is to be a melanated young Black queen like herself, and I just loved it. It made me feel very empowered. It was amazing.
That's what it's supposed to do.
Yes. Okay. That's what songs are supposed to do. They're supposed to make you feel good and have a good ring to them. A lot of them are just mostly club music. Nothing's wrong with that. But sometimes you want to listen to something where you can actually interpret and really relate to what the person's talking about. You know?
Love it. Really
exactly.
Have a relation. Get in tone and in tune with what you're listening to.
Exactly.
A real good message.
Exactly. That's how I felt. I was really excited about it. But, so also, Boston, Mass. Okay, Boston.
Boston.
All right. Ayanna Pressley, okay, is attempting to become the first Black woman.
Say it again.
Okay. Ayanna Pressley is attempting to become the first Black woman from Massachusetts.
Come on, Massachusetts.
In Congress!
Come on. What?
Oh my gosh, you guys, okay? So, you guys, we wish, okay, excellence and protection upon this strong Black queen as she begins this quest.
All right.
To better Congress.
Yes.
All right. Her and many others.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Please. And thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
And it's already done. It's already done.
I'm so serious. I'm so excited.
But we do wish the excellence and the protection upon this strong queen as she begins this quest to better Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Not only with her voice, but others at this time. We really do need some clear guidance and leadership And the first yes. step is to owning up to the responsibility of leadership. So mm-hmm. thank you. Thank you. And thank you.
Yes. Really. Thank you.
And with that being
said. And like you said, it's already done.
It's so already done. Yeah. No. Because with that being said, we already know yes. what time it is. Give us that positive
honesty.
Energy.
Uh-huh. Yes. That honesty and smile pledge. Okay.
Absolutely. And to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest.
Without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity.
Check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts.
Most importantly,
remember to always smile because
you have the weapon of knowledge.
Thank you. And the quote of today.
Oh my gosh. Arthur. Okay. James Arthur Baldwin. Gone too soon. One of those. Gone too soon. Anyway. Anyone who has ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. You guys, I don't think, just in case you're in a position where you cannot rewind to try and rehear that quote, I'm just going to run it back for you. Actually, King, run it back for them.
Anyone who has ever struggled with poverty knows how extremely expensive it is to be poor. James Baldwin.
Arthur.
Thank you, brother. James Arthur Baldwin.
Yes. So you guys, okay. We wanted to have an open discussion this week after we found ourselves engaged in this series that was recommended by Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I watched the first episode, and majority of the episodes are only about 15 to 18 minutes long.
Right.
And I like the format because they try to get the information condensed as much as possible.
Right.
And the series is based on BuzzFeed News, and it's called Follow This. The very first episode was about ASMR. For those of you who don't know what ASMR is, here's a slight breakdown for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, babe.
No.
I was about to say, go ahead. I thought I heard the wind gather, well, and I was like, I can't deny. Do your thing, baby, do your thing.
ASMR stands for Anonymous Sensory
Response. Okay, I'm sorry. Autonomous sensory meridian response. I'm sorry.
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Mm-hmm.
It is an experience characterized by a static like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp. Mm-hmm. And moves down the back and the neck and upper spine. Now, scientists are trying to explain the brain tingles experience. They're really trying to
mm-hmm. explain they that. They still are trying to figure it out.
Mm. An earlier form of ASMR, some claim, was Bob Ross and his TV show, The Joy of Painting. Now, Ross narrated his process of painting with a voice that some describe as a planted or pleasant. It was planted there, but it was a pleasant murmur. Many who watched felt that his voice was hypnotic. Many report falling asleep in front of the TV while listening to Ross narrate his paintings. And that's neither here nor there of those individuals, but mm-hmm. his voice leaves your brain in a euphoric state with tingling sensations in your head and sometimes throughout your body.
Oh, yes. Okay. And with ASMR, triggers can be oral, touch-based, or both.
Mm.
So, in the episode that I watched, a Canadian-based reporter named Sachi Cowell decided to dive in deeper to the world of ASMR. And she was able to interview a popular YouTuber that posts tons of ASMR videos. And she has a lot of views, you guys, just from posting these ASMR videos. And at one point, Sashi asks her if she feels that ASMR can be or it can be taken as sexual. And the woman's response was that she tries to be more of a nurturing figure on camera versus more like a mom, you know, more than sexual. But she completely understands how someone can perceive it as sexual.
Right.
So, of course, this led me to watching a video of over 20 triggers. And just to see what was going to trigger me or if I was going to be triggered by anything at all.
Triggered.
Exactly. Because once I watched it, I was just like, what is this all about? I have to learn more. I've heard people talk about it before and discuss it, but I just never really took the time to dive into it. So I was like, why not?
Right.
So I'm sitting there and I'm watching this video, and all of a sudden, like when King heard me watching this video, you guys, it was the funniest thing ever. I was probably like mid-trance, and all of a sudden he's like, "Bae, what the fuck are you watching?"
Oh, okay. No. It's more like, "Dude, what the fuck are you watching?" Like, what is that noise, bro? Like, you just don't understand.
It was hilarious, you guys. You don't understand. He was like, "What the fuck are you watching? What is that noise?"
Now, with that being said, when you yourself are being productive and Your tone, you know, you're zoned in, and then
yes, toning certain things out and turning them back in.
You tone certain things out, and then it pulls you right back of what's going on around you. That's what happens. So, you know, your natural response is, "What in the heck is going on?" Okay, you gotta figure out what's going on.
Oh my gosh, that was hilarious. And I tried to explain to him that what I was doing, and he just nonchalantly was like, "Yeah, okay."
Exactly.
And I tried to get King to look at some of the video and see what his trigger was, but sometimes, you know, you have to ease people into things, you know.
I found out what it was.
What?
You.
Oh no. I'll be a trigger, babe. I'll be a trigger any day.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Now, some of the common triggers are tapping, scratching, blowing, page turning, personal attention, role play, audio whispering, which that was really weird. Mm-hmm. Like, someone, like, imagine just someone behind you and just whispering. Like,
just talking to you in a song. Bro.
Okay, now, really, seriously, concentration, that's another one, message, eating, okay, which apparently this is everyone, this is a big trigger.
Yes, even though people don't even realize it, they sit and watch those videos of people eating and, like, talking, but that's pretty much ASMR. You are enjoying that. You're getting some type of stimulation, even if you don't feel the brain tingles or whatever, or think you don't feel the brain tingles. Mm-hmm. You're still stimulated by it.
Lordy, lordy. This is something else. Hand movements, okay.
Yes, I thought that one was interesting when I saw that one. Because I just didn't know what was happening until I, like, really started to look into it. Because I'm like, why is she just standing there and just, like, waving her hands in front of the camera? I'm like, what's happening? So I guess I'm obviously checking that off. It's not one of my triggers.
I guess. Maybe if she was on the tarmac and she had like lights in her hair or both of her hands trying to wave.
Thank you. Something I could actually tell what she was doing or where she was.
I guess. Well, plastic crinkling is also one of them as well, along with sticky fingers and buzzing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, you guys. And in the next episode, I'm sorry, and even in this episode, excuse me, Sashi goes to the Whisper Lodge, which is like a in real life ASMR spa for the senses, where you can relax as a trained guide engulfs you with brain tingles using everyday objects. The sessions are an hour long and usually cost about $90. Mm-hmm. Or you can pay $70 for a half hour customized session, okay? Mm. Nice.
That's not that bad.
That's nice, babe. So, what do you think your trigger is from that list that you gave?
Well, anybody, first and foremost, I'll give you this. Eating, obviously. Mm-hmm. Because first and foremost, when you see someone else eating something good, really think about your favorite food. Right now. Just think about it right now. Oh, yeah. And you saw someone else seeing, or you know, you just bump past, whatever the case may be, and eating mm-hmm. your favorite food. Your first reaction.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm about to go get that.
Your mouth start watering. You start to get all hot and bothered.
It's over. And then after that, you're going to naturally go on the hand movements because you're going to probably try and point out where the place is. Where,
exactly. Then, you're sitting there like, ah, oh, I need this food.
Exactly. Wiping your face off. Now you got sticky
sweating
fingers.
Sweating and stuff.
Right. Now you're concentrating real hard.
Exactly. So now you're doing something else. You're concentrating. That's another trigger.
Exactly.
Your hands getting sticky. Whether you, they're wet, but they're sticky. You're
trying to get your breathing together, so you're blowing real hard. Mm-hmm. Scratching again. Just tapping.
Exactly. You're probably scratching a ball spot in your head. Tapping, just trying to figure out.
Tapping on your phone and turning the pages. Mm-hmm. Trying to get to where.
Trying to order the menu. There you go. Oh, I got my app right here. Oh.
Got people messed up out here. Got people messed up out here. I guess everything is a trigger nowadays. Triggered.
Oh, yeah. You can be triggered by a lot, okay? I obviously don't know what my trigger is because I didn't even get through the rest of the video, but I'll keep you guys posted on that, of course. But I think, personally, everyone should give it a shot and see what it's like. And see if anything triggers those little brain tingles, you know? You never know.
Exactly. Now, we enjoyed their approach to sensitive topics. And a few episodes later, we were introduced to the world of M. And that's M as in Mary. R. A's. That's MRAs. And for those of you who don't know what MRA stands for, it is men's right activists. The men's right movement, or the men's rights movement, yes, you heard that correctly, is a loose-knit network of groups and activists who believe men are an oppressed class. There are several different websites and organizations all geared toward different objects. Now, before diving in into this, we don't want to make
we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We do. That's all right. Another one of them times where we do want to make our listeners aware.
There yes. you go. So while we correct our mistakes, it's for a reason. We do want you to make aware that this topic and what we're about to talk about and discuss will get graphic, okay? Mm-hmm. So we just want to make you aware that this will get a little graphic. And so I decided to do some more research with we and Queen extensively, but we together
did
a lot of research. And after the episode and found MotherJones.com. Mm-hmm. MotherJones.com. They did an amazing job of summarizing their inner workings of men's rights movement, and also known as the Manosphere.
Yes, you guys. So I had to separate them by groups, forums, and organizations, and then some extra terms thrown in there.
Now, Queen, we're going to give them a second to go mm-hmm. ahead and get yourself, write this down. For real. Yes. We're going to give you some time. We want you to do your research right now because it's very important.
Mm-hmm. What are you supposed to be writing down?
Well, we're going to give them the name of the groups. I'm just giving them time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they can grab a pen and paper. Exactly. You didn't give them any. You have to give people instruction.
Well, in that meantime, now that I did not, you have time of while I'm talking to go ahead and do so.
Yes. Get your pen and paper.
Please and thank you. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Hope you got it. Watch yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Take your time. If it's a pen, make sure the ink is working, okay? 9 times out of 10, you haven't used that pen in a while. Mm. All right. And if it's a pencil...
Yes, they have, because they've been writing and reading like we told them, like we
this is said true.
In that last episode.
This is true. We hope so. Well, hopefully you've been using that pen. Because I've been journaling.
I hope you guys have too.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Been writing stuff. Okay, so... King, do you want to do groups? Do you want me to do groups? Do you want to do form? You want to ping pong back and forth? Like, how do you want to do the...
Queen first, so let's go with the flow.
All right, okay, so, groups. Mm-hmm. Men going their own way, okay, is a faction that vows to avoid contact and relationships with women because they think women will inevitably treat them as disposable utilities.
What? Okay. Yep. You heard that. The next group. Pickup artist. Or Puya.
No. Puya. I don't even think it's Puya. I think it's just P-U-A.
Oh, P-U-A.
Yeah, but that's funny. Puya.
Puya.
Mm-hmm.
Pickup artists are also named PUA, abbreviated, self-proclaimed or aspiring alpha males who attempt to seduce women through a system of psychological gambits called the game.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is true.
Okay. So the next group, you guys, is called incels. These are men who are involuntarily celibate and feel that women owe them sex. Mass murderer Elliot Rodger described himself as one on May 23rd, 2014 in Isla Vista, California. 22-year-old Elliot Rodger killed 6 people and injured 14 others near the campus of University of California, Santa Barbara, before killing himself inside a vehicle.
Mm.
Inside of his vehicle.
Wow. Honey Badger Brigade. Listen to this. A group of mostly female supporters of the men's rights movement, its weekly online radio show, Honey Badger Brigade. Now, to break it down also to forums,
mm-hmm.
4chan, an anonymous and often graphic online forum used by gamer gators to strategize about revenge tactics, and by hackers who posted stolen nude photos of celebrities, including Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, 8chan is an anonymous forum that gamer gators started using their 4chan banned when 4chan banned their threats.
PUA hate. Okay, P-U-A hate.
Or PUA.
Or PUA.
PUA hate.
PUA hate. A site for those who feel disillusioned by the PUA movement. Roger.
PUA movement.
PUA movement.
I just love that you said PUA. It's grand.
That's it. P-U-A.
PUA. I know. It was amazing.
But PUA movement. Roger, who blamed women for his sexual frustration. He blamed women for his sexual frustration.
Mm-hmm, 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 mm-hmm. Okay, so subreddit, a forum on the social sharing site Reddit, aka the front page of the internet. Yes. Gamergators, PUA followers, and other and others congregate in dedicated subreddits.
Father's Manifesto, an early MRM website that combined calls for paternal custody rights with claims that blacks should be exiled and Catholic priests are sexually abusing children as part of a plot to spread AIDS.
A Voice for Men, founded in 2009 by truck driver Paul Elam, to expose misandry on all levels. The site, now a hub of the movement, is aimed at those turned off by the fringe politics of others' men's rights forums.
Register-her.com. Register-her.com. An offshoot of A Voice for Men and Offender Registry, purporting on track female murderers and rapists, as well as women who make false rape accusations.
So we're going to jump down here to organizations. Mm-hmm. And we have the National Coalition for Men.
No. You have to say that. National Coalition? Coalition.
National Coalition for Men.
For Men. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh. A nonprofit group that raises awareness about the ways sex discrimination affects men and boys. Mm. Its leaders have filed lawsuits challenging registration for the draft and seeking to defraud shelters for battered women.
Oh, defund. They're seeking to defund
shelters. What did I say, defraud?
Oh. Sheesh. Its leaders have filed lawsuits challenging registration for the draft and seeking to defund shelters for battered women.
Thank you.
Wow.
Babe, that's why you're here. Appreciate you.
Fathers.
Because we do not want to capture these individuals in the light that is not what they are trying to portray on themselves.
Apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently.
Yeah, so they're defunding. They want to, seeking to defund, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Shelters for battered women. They're not defrauding, okay?
You're right. To defund. Yes. Wow. Yes. The next organization is Fathers for Justice, a British paternal rights group that gained notoriety in the mid-2000s after activists, some dressed as superheroes, scaled public monuments, allegedly threatened to kidnap the Prime Minister's son and defaced a portrait of the Queen.
So, now we have some terms for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Red pill. In the classic sci-fi film, The Matrix, the hero must choose between swallowing a blue pill, which will allow him to remain in pleasant illusory world, or a red pill, which will open his eyes to the reality in which he is enslaved. All men's rights parlance, red pillars realize that men, not women, are oppressed.
Mm. Another term, anti-slut defense, ASD, tactics and pickup artists believe women use to dodge responsibility for sex, such as offering token resistance or claiming afterward that they were too drunk to say no.
Okay, Gamergate. An ongoing conflict that pits traditional video game enthusiasts, mostly white males, against feminists and others who call for game culture to become more inclusive. Misogyny and violent threats are a hallmark of the online controversy.
Mangina,
I believe.
Mangina. Mangina. Excuse me. What some men's rights activists call a man who supports feminists, a mangina.
Social Justice Warrior, SJW. What MRAs and Game Gators call someone who advocates equal rights for women and minorities.
Wow. When looking into anything, it's because, or it's best to know both sides. She touched on the uglier aspects of the MRA movement. Then she visited a domestic violence shelter for men in Texas named the Mankind Project. The Mankind Project is a personal development organization that offers life-changing experiential training and support groups of all kinds for men, or all kinds of men, and they were geared towards the betterment of men for themselves and everyone around them. Mm-hmm. She also visited the family place, ran by Paige Flink, a nonprofit for domestic violence victims, specifically for men.
And Sachi sat down with Paige and talked about everything that the family place provides. It was very eye-opening for me. And for us, really, when we sat there and we watched it, it was very eye-opening, that entire episode. And it was unfortunate to hear that MRAs have never provided support to the family place. The thing is, when it comes to forming an opinion of something, you have to do your own research, okay? Really understand that. You have to do your own research. Even now, sitting here listening to us and the terms that we gave you, you do have to do your own research so you can look into it in your light and make it make sense for yourself and your brain. Because looking at some things as a whole will leave you ill-informed. And that's the truth.
That's true.
One party may feel as though one needs more than the other, but in all the time that we spend trying to figure out who needs it more, we could just be helping. Providing aid, resources, and live feedback for anyone who needs it. Male or female, female or male. I see two sexes that are hurt and seeking treatment and support. Those who wish to manifest change can and will.
Yep.
We all should have the capacity to develop solutions.
We all should have the capacity to develop solutions.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely, guys.
And with that being said, with this sponsorship, okay, this episode is brought to you by
whatever we are sipping at the moment, babe. The kombucha that we have. What is that? What kind of kombucha is that?
Oh, okay. Today, with the sponsorship is Live Kombucha.
I'm not going to say their names because, But
Live
the
kombucha, yes. Right, it's Live Kombucha, cold press. You know, you already know what that is. Raspberry pomegranate. Mm-hmm. You know, that's beautiful right there. Raspberry pomegranate. And then, you know, if you want to do a little something else besides that, that's completely up to you.
But yes. Right now, we got the raspberry pomegranate, but we do have those other two flavors. We had, what was it, grapefruit and mango and guava.
Yes, ooh, mango, yes. And guava. Go get you some tropical flavor.
Yes, you guys, if you are not hip to kombucha and the power it holds,
go get you some.
Go get you some, because I believe we don't even participate in drinking as much as we used to, just because the kombucha does everything you needed to do.
Hear that?
Take a swig. Kombucha, you guys. Okay. Replace that beer that's making, that's giving you that beer gut. Replace that wine that's giving you the cellulite with the kombucha. Okay. Kombucha is eye opening. Okay. Yes. It's live. It's good for you.
Go get it.
Yeah, straight up.
Go invest in yourself.
Nothing wrong with having a cup. We're not saying that either. Nothing wrong with having a cup. Drink what you like. Mm-hmm. But kombucha just opened my eyes, so I want to open others' eyes as well.
Mm-hmm. And you already know what time it is, you guys. Love topic.
Yes, the love sack. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, you guys. So, King, when I saw this story, I was just captivated by the strength and power of the love shown throughout the story. Mm-hmm. So Luther Younger, 99 years young, has been with his wife for over 55 years.
Wow.
Exactly. Okay. His wife, Waverly Younger, was diagnosed, unfortunately, with a brain tumor in 2009. Wow. Mm-hmm. And she has been in and out of the hospital ever since.
Right.
Now, King Luther walks to see his wife for the same reason every single day. Because I love my wife, he said.
There you go.
That is why he's walking to see her. Because I love my wife. That's all he said. That's all the reason you need.
Bottom line.
What else you need, okay? And he does not even have a car. And even though he's offered rides or can take the bus, he prefers to walk so that he can reminisce about his Queen Waverly all the way there. Yeah. That is so sweet, you guys.
How far does he go, though? How far is he going?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so he walks anywhere from 6 to 8 miles a day.
Wow.
And says that the hike is worth it.
You got your treasure at the end of it, huh?
Exactly. Okay, my treasure. And he is a former Marine.
Yeah.
And he also did a few push-ups before he began his walk that day, too. He made sure to show that off on camera. And he also said that she made a man out of me. She made me more than I ever could be.
That's beautiful.
Exactly. That's what I said. This entire story was beautiful. It's a love story. It's very captivating. And in the video that I saw, it was just very tear-jerking, and you can see a determined king on the path to his queen, who he calls his best friend and his cup of tea. And I thought this was so cute. He says, "She's the best cup of tea I've ever had." I love it. I love it. Okay, that's his morning. You guys wake up for your morning cup of coffee.
Yeah, it is.
He wakes up, does his push-ups, and goes to walk to see his wife for 6 miles, 8 miles.
6 to 8 miles. That's beautiful.
It is very, very beautiful, okay? And once he arrives to the hospital on foot, he begins running again, saying that he has to see his wife. And as he walks over to the bed, she's resting, and he just embraces her with kisses. You guys, gems all in throughout this story, okay?
And the man is 99 years young.
Yes, okay, so he hikes daily, gets in some push-ups, mm-hmm. has a best friend that makes him better himself, okay? If those aren't the keys to longevity, then I don't know what is.
Life lessons. Life okay. lessons right there.
That's straight up.
And a few more life lessons, actually.
Yes. We're going to move in. Yes, we're moving on to our lessons, you guys. We're going to talk to him and see exactly what he wants to say for us today.
Well, first of all, we just want to say thank you to Brother Gregory. But the biggest question for the lessons today is regarding... Brother Gregory, why are black folk dying on the highway? Why?
Because when you do your research, you find out the number one killer of black folks on the highway is bald tires. Not accidents. So need to go and get another used tire. It's that simple.
Okay. Gone too soon, okay? You guys, dissecting the news. That was the name of the clip?
Yes. That clip, you can find that on YouTube. Real Black. We watched the entire thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, but please, clip dissecting the news. And why we wanted to bring this in, well, first of all, we thought that this was going to be a pleasant and partly entertaining topic on road rage and bald tires. But simply Googling road rage immediately, there was a story after a story incident.
Mm-hmm. And after story after story.
Right. It's just story and after incident story. After incident. And just incidents after incidents. Just like what Queen said.
All recording within hours of each other.
It's just crazy. Just take a moment to just Google road rage. For those of you currently driving or with your hands full, when you will briefly summarize recent headlines, you will see. And just to make you aware, in the middle of us researching this, the headlines changed hourly. Man accused of shooting at family in road rage incident. Driver struck with gun in road rage incident. Man shot after road rage incident. Road rage, a growing problem in Colorado Springs.
My goodness.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Aggressive driving and road rage are becoming an issue with multiple incidents and screaming, finger greetings, and sometimes assault and battery. And you guys, we know, trust, we know that road rage can consume you instantly when something happens on the road. I mean, it is what it is.
Yes. Actually.
And we use to commute. Daily. I
mean, oh my god!
Used to get stuck in traffic jams for over 30 minutes to an hour before.
Yes.
An hour in traffic, bro. Barely going 5 miles per hour on a highway.
Yes, you guys. And just to name a few happenings on the road that really grind our gears. People cutting in front of you, okay?
Cutting you off.
Okay? Terrible. Cutting in front of you, cutting you right off, okay? Turns with no signal. And when we say turns with no signal, we mean when the person in front of you makes a complete abrupt stop and then turns, okay? Can't do it. Can't Terrible. Do it. Evasive Uber drivers, all right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know you've seen them. You know okay, seen them. That's all we're going to say on that topic because mm-hmm. we know that you've had some contact with that.
People not paying attention, just cruising, leaning all the way back and on the phone in their hand. Will you believe there are still people out there that are driving with 2 feet because there is just no way that you can be using 1 foot to brake that much.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've seen it. Someone driving down the road. Y'all could be going 60, 65, even 70. And for some reason, they're literally braking. Okay.
Yes. Why? What are you doing? I want to open up their door and just look down their feet. What are you doing? Stop. Just stop. Down. Put your feet down.
And the craziest one, though, is the potholes. Ever go over one and just think in your head, damn, that sounded expensive.
Oh my gosh, you know you've heard it.
And they are always closing lanes down to repave, but repave what? When? I mean, there are so many potholes in general. And I mean, every aspect of driving can be anxiety inducing.
Yes, you guys.
Now, in case some of you are thinking, well, I never let road rage get to me. Well, let's just take a little quiz.
Uh-huh, you guys. We will not be reviewing your answers, and mm-hmm. you can submit them anonymously. There we go. Okay, to get that tongue moving. Yeah. Okay. So, shut the front door. Okay, anonymously, so please be honest with yourself. Do you regularly drive over the speed limit or try to beat red lights after you are in a hurry? I mean, because you are in a hurry. Or, and also, do you tailgate or flash your headlights at a driver in front of you that you believe is driving too slowly? Okay?
I've seen people do that.
I've seen it.
I've seen people do that.
Yes.
Do you honk the horn often? Technically, okay, technically, when somebody ain't paying attention and you got somewhere to be, technically you're making that person aware that they're not paying attention.
Yes.
Sure, I'll go with that. Yeah, yeah, you know, just to make someone aware, yes. Yeah, that they're not paying attention, of course. And do you ever use obscene gestures or otherwise communicate angrily at another driver? By honking the horn when they're not paying attention, yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes, be honest, you guys. Come on now. Yeah, absolutely. We all know that we have been subjected to doing this maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you answered yes to any of these questions, you may have the road rage bug.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
More than, and you may think that road rage is just only something that happens to others around us, but many of us play a part of it as well. Or are you a person that causes road rage in general?
Yes.
Now, do you frequently use your phone while driving or otherwise drive while distracted?
Mm-hmm. Right. You know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you keep your high beams on regardless of an oncoming traffic incident?
That hurts my eyes. Seriously. And I can't wear sunglasses when I'm driving either. So I appreciate it.
Do you switch lanes or make turns without using your turn signal? That's a special signal. Now, we're not saying is it broke and you haven't replaced it or gotten it fixed in general and that's why them tickets is building up. That's not what we're saying.
Oh, my God.
That's not what we're saying. We saying is it working properly and you are not using it properly when you switching them lanes. That's what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And do you fail to check your blind spot before switching lanes as well, too? Oh. To make sure that you ain't cutting someone off.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you know what some people do if you catch them? They're like they try to go around you and they cut you off. And then they try to beat you past the light. And then they start slowing down. But they don't want to look at you.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to look at you.
When y'all sitting at the light. Exactly. No, you're going to look at me. Because you just nearly killed both of us back. You lunatic.
Hey.
You lunatic.
Buffoon.
Yes. Gosh. And if you answered yes to any of those questions, then you may be causing unnecessary road rage, okay?
Mm-mm-mm. Slow it down.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, the NHTSA and the Auto Vantage Auto Club.
Mm-hmm.
Illustrate that aggressive driving and road rage are causing serious problems on our roads. So, here are some stats.
Yes, you guys. 66% of traffic fatalities are caused by aggressive driving, okay? Mm. 37% of aggressive driving incidents involve a firearm, okay? Males under the age of 19 are the most likely to exhibit road rage.
I know why. That testosterone. That's why.
That, yes.
Mm-hmm. Testosterone.
Yes, okay. Half of drivers who are on the receiving end of aggressive behavior, such as horn honking or rude gesture, or tailgating, admit to responding with aggressive behavior themselves.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what else you gonna do?
You ain't gonna take it.
I'm just saying. 2% of drivers admitted to trying to run an aggressor off the road. Now, that is what I don't mess with.
We're okay? not gonna take it.
No, we're not. Okay? Because I remember specifically I was driving down the road and I had my very first car that I bought, and this lady, when we crossed over an intersection, most people aren't paying attention to the way the lines are shifting.
Right.
And she was merging over into my lane, and me, to avoid hitting her, the only thing I could go onto was a curb that had a pole on it. So luckily, I slowed down and was able to get behind her, but I mean, you just pay attention. You know? Not that she was trying to run me off the road, but I mean, pay attention.
And don't panic.
Because if I would have panicked, I would have been right into that pole. And I would have just been sitting there like, well, what was I supposed to do?
Write down the license plate.
Exactly. And how you doing all that?
Exactly. Right.
Oh, my God.
How are you going to do all of that?
I'm just saying. And she's already down the road, and you've already cracked. Anyway, the auto insurance center, a car insurance news and information site, compiled data on every fatal car accident in the U.S. recorded by the NHTSA, fatal accident reporting system, from 2009 to 2013, and found the following five states had the most fatal crashes caused by road rage.
Now be ready, because if you live in one of these states now, okay, that means something is wrong with your state, and y'all need to get yourselves together, because
yes, y'all need to have an intervention.
It's not worth it, okay? Just slow it down.
Get it together. Slow it down. Talk. Communicate.
Slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
First state.
Virginia.
Virginia.
No, Virginia. It's not Virginia.
Okay, but you would be surprised if you've been through that area before.
Oh.
Okay, we're just getting there.
Yes, okay, so, we're just going to give you a list. I'm sorry.
That was just a personal.
Yeah, that was personal.
The first one is Indiana. Now, we know someone from Indiana. Okay, all right. Okay, his first name is Mike, and his last name rhymes with Ants, okay? And he happens to be in leadership of the United States. Now, where's the comparison coming in at? I'm not sure, but the fact remains is that that state is number one in road rage incidences, and the fact that remains of why a person of leadership of said state is number two of leadership in the United States. Now, did I say that there was a comparison? No.
No.
But. If I happen to be a lawyer, I would be able to make a good accusation of character amongst the grouping of individuals that live in said state. Okay? Just to over-characterize what I just read there. Okay, so do your own research. All I'm saying is, Indiana, y'all just slow down, all right?
Okay.
Just slow it down.
Just slow it down.
I just want to get to the brake pedal.
Number two. South Cackalacka.
South Carolina.
Razor. Yes.
Please slow down, too. All right.
Yeah, slow it on down.
If anybody's been to South Carolina before, what you gonna get there? But barbecue, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. Real good barbecue. And that's probably why our people are getting into these road rages, because
they're rushing to get their daggone barbecue. Y'all need to stop making that damn barbecue so damn good.
That's what's going on. Slow it down.
What y'all doing?
I figured it out. That's what it was. The barbecue.
Yes, you guys. It is okay. That barbecue is still going to be there. Guess what?
What?
You can actually call ahead. Place your order ahead of time. That way, you're not rushing to get to your barbecue, because you know you already have your name on your barbecue.
I know what's happening. It smells so good with that barbecue in the car that they taking it out on the fingers. Whoo! Just the cruising.
Exactly. And they like, oh, hands all greasy on the steering wheel. Oh, don't nobody care. No. No, you guys. It's not worth it. Grab those two slices of bread that come with that barbecue, okay? Put one in each palm of your hand, okay? And then grab your steering wheel and drive like that if you have to.
Your discretion is advised. No.
I'm trying to help, no. Okay? Because obviously they're going to keep eating this barbecue. No. We have to give them tips that will actually help.
Please, please do not try to drive with bread in your hands. Please.
Listen to me, you guys.
Slices of bread.
That way, when you grab that rib, okay, and you pick it up with that slice of bread in your hand already, you biting that rib and you biting that bread, you putting it down, and then you back on the steering wheel. I'm driving.
I've heard of driving gloves, but never bread hands, okay?
We have to give them tips that's going to work, baby.
Oh, well, number three, Delaware, okay? Road rage, yes. Delaware. Now,
what's going on in Delaware?
Look at this. In Delaware, it is legal. Catch this. It's legal as a motorcyclist to ride without a helmet. Now, that right there kind of summed it up for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or why I would think
yes,
that.
Unethical rules.
Unethical?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it would make sense to me if I was riding on a machine that did not come with any type of protection in the first place.
They can kill me. Rip me in half, okay?
Yeah.
Ragdoll me.
And even throw me up in air, too, as well. Whiskey ragdoll. Throttle.
That's what ragdoll is.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh. When anybody's up in the air, they do not look like they have any control of their body. They're flipping up in the air. You're lifeless. You're limp. It's over for you.
All I can say is, Delaware, please slow down. Okay.
Questionable laws.
But please slow down. Now, number four. And
it makes sense.
No,
Okay.
I know why, but we're not going to say why for this one.
No, we're not. Okay?
Go ahead and give them number four.
Number four. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cuatro.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be Colorado.
And then what we just said, no, it's not because people
there's flowers growing in abundance.
Them stinky cigarette, what they call
them? Them funny smelling cigarettes. It's not the reason. Don't you dare
say that.
Okay, is medicinal.
And actually.
And some recreational.
And actually, okay, facts show that more people die from the bottle. Okay,
alcohol use is the number one cause, huh?
Huh. Okay, and bald tires. You heard it. Bald tires. But listen to this, okay? Colorado, I would just suggest you all slow down. Please.
Yes, slow it on down. Because
you know what people are going to do? They're going to associate. And when has associating yourself with someone ever worked out for you? It has been going bad.
Never.
Give them number five right quick.
Number five, you guys, is going to be Montana.
Montana!
Yes. What's going on in Montana to cause that?
I don't know. I would love to know what's going on out in Montana. I feel as though that there is a lot of beautiful scenery in Montana. But from what I can tell, there's a lot of aggressive driving out in Montana. And I would suggest that those Montanians, Coloradians, Delawareans, mm-hmm. South Carolinians, Indianians. And Indianians, please slow down.
People in Montana are probably looking at the scenery. They're probably like, look at that mountain. Oh, snap.
Get out of the way. Look at that mountain. Aggressive driving is different from road rage. Now, aggressive driving is generally recognized as a progression of unlawful driving actions that can escalate to road rage.
Yes, some examples of aggressive driving that can lead to road rage are exceeding the speed limit by more than 10 miles per hour or driving too fast for conditions. We've all seen this. We've all done this. Let's move on. Okay. Tailgating excessively. Failure to leave a safe distance between vehicles. Now that's dangerous. Okay. Yeah. I got a speeding ticket because someone was tailgating me. You know what? I should have assessed that situation differently. I should have slowed down instead of sped up. It made him go around. Then the officer would have been flag him just down instead of both of us.
Bring that back here.
Oh my God.
Get over here. Bring him right on back.
Okay, driving in the left lane exclusively at the, I'm sorry, excessively at the posted speed limit, blocking the passing lane. That sucks.
Yeah. Blocking the play. Please do not block the passing lane.
Oh my gosh. And what is it about the people in the express lanes when you can go like 65 and they're doing barely like 50? They're like doing 55. It's like, speed up.
They're letting their car enjoy their best life.
Well, guess what? Move.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Yes, please.
Because I have 20 minutes to get to work. Okay? You slow me down. I'm just going to give me 5 minutes less. The 5 minutes that I need to sit in my car and just break down and completely gather myself all back together again before I walk into this job.
And you know, you got to need the first 5 minutes of hey, hi, and bye.
Exactly. People want to talk to you. Girl, you know I got clocked in. Uh-huh, yeah, okay, girl.
Yep.
Anyway, okay. So, making hand or finger gestures at other drivers.
Now, we ain't saying hi, all right?
Yes, this is the opposite of hi. This is hello and
move. Get out of the way.
Yes. Hello and goodbye.
Also, unnecessary use of high beam headlights, too.
Yes, okay. Hate that, okay? Mm-hmm. Honking at other drivers, blocking or slowing traffic.
Abrupt, unsignaled changes of lanes, like you mentioned.
Okay. Failure to use turn signals when turning, flashing lights to signal a desire to pass. Oh my gosh.
Failure to yield right away. That's real, okay? And for those, this is serious. If you don't know how to take a circle, and I'm just say it again, all right? When you don't know how to take a circle. I'm not talking about a four-way stop. Okay, where everybody's got a stop sign.
And people barely can do that. I don't know why they would complicate things with a circle here.
A circle is easy. When has a circle ever been hard? When has a circle ever hurt anyone?
People trying
to... Okay, like, maybe there's a circle of people that... Okay, you're right. But anyway, when driving and you don't know how to get around a circle, please do not yield. Because unfortunately, I saw an older...
My God.
An older,
scared the living.
And seasoned life form, driving professional.
I wouldn't say driving professional.
This was a seasoned life form, blessed life form, that unfortunately yielded to the point of a stop and a circle. Now, they also had their signal, and most of these circles only, you can only turn in one direction. Then you can turn out to escape out that circle. This individual, I don't know, for some reason, was still turning inward and not outward to make their exit of the circle. And came to a complete stop. So I'm just saying, if you don't know how to use that circle,
You didn't also tell them that she was waving us on. She was waving us into the circle, saying, come on.
Waving us into the circle.
And I'm sitting there, coming into the circle, going to proceed left. And I'm just sitting there like, ma'am, I need to know what you're doing first. I can't just come out there into the circle and then you hit me from the side. Then people are like, oh, well, you just weren't yielding.
People make their own rules on the road.
They sure do. Oh. This entitled class of drivers that will just stop they would just stop in the middle of traffic, and then they'll just wave drivers to cross the main flow of traffic. They'll say, oh, come on, and let the person in. Who do you think you are? You cannot.
Traffic police.
No. Okay? No. You do not reserve that right there, okay? You cannot stop me and 20 other cars behind me to let one person that's turning into the road in. No, don't wave them in.
God forbid, it's a long light.
Babe, stop it. Tired of it. Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel better now. I feel like I've vented. I unburdened myself.
Using an emergency lane to pass or passing on a shoulder. People have done it. I've seen you do it.
Yes.
Why I say please don't do this, passing on the shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
Quick story. All right. My mother and I, you know, when I'm younger, way before I got my license, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going down the road, countryside road, okay? See what looks like, okay, first coming up on it, thought it was just like a possum or something like that. You know, coming up on it. So we start slowing down. Happened to be a cat going across the road. So you got enough time. I didn't tell you that while we're riding down the road, there was a car that was, you know, coming up behind us pretty fast. Now, as we're slowing down, because we're seeing what this is, because, you know, you just don't want to run over anything, and you're expecting it to get out of the way, but we started to slow down as we're coming up on it. My mother decides that, you know, she goes ahead and she stops, you know, she stops, you know, or yields to give the, you know, cat a chance to go ahead and get across.
Mm-hmm.
All right, not properly doing so, she's putting on the stoplight.
Right.
A car from behind us, you know, the one I was being impatient, goes around on her shoulder as the cat is coming across. No more Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, my God.
And the last
thing. He just hit the cat?
I remember.
Jesus.
Mr. Whiskers was doing somersaults in the air. That was the last thing. Oh,
my gosh, babe. How old were you?
It left a memory.
Oh, babe, I'm sorry.
It's not one of those. It's, I'm sorry that the life did not, that I'm sorry, well, first of all, I'm sorry that someone lied, that cat had 9 lives, since that was the end of Mr. Whisker's life that day.
Okay. Damn, yeah, that's very true.
That was a complete, younger listeners, okay? It's not true. Cats only get one. Generally speaking, you have something to get lucky, but I'm telling you, in that instant, over. The circle of life.
Yeah, so that guy's listening, you're effed up, okay? That's messed up, bro.
First of all, I don't even know if that was a guy.
Or lady, not yes, sure. Or ma'am. Ma'am or sir.
Not sure. The driver. Okay. It was wild.
It's messed up. And people aren't even going anywhere. I always say, people must be in a rush to die. Because the things that we see out here on the road, I'm like, there's no way. There's just no way that you feel safe doing that.
I guess they do. But and what some others do, making a right turn on red without stopping as well. People feel bold.
Yeah, it's very bold.
Or running a red light.
Mm-hmm.
Or a stop sign.
Yes.
Okay, people are bold.
You are endangering everyone. I hate
seeing it.
I hate, and my, like, oh my gosh, my stomach is just, like, going crazy. When I'm going through an intersection and there's no one there.
Completely empty.
And it's completely empty. No, there's not a lot of flowing of traffic or anything. There's just me going through the intersection. I'm sitting there just looking the entire time I'm approaching it, trying to figure out, is anything happening that's making everyone else like not go? Or it's so much. I've seen times where I'm sitting at an intersection, this cop flies past me, pulls up, slams on his brakes, and I, mind you, I had just gotten my
just received your
yes, your my driver's, my learner's and everything, so I had the right to drive by my own,
right?
And it was, I was just going down the street, but next thing you know, this cop pulls up right next to me, slams on his tires, puts on his lights, jumps out of his car, opens the back hood, and I'm sitting, opens his trunk, and I'm like, oh my goodness, like, I effed up. What did I do? What did I do? Mm. And next thing you know, he's, you know, like, taking this strap down from the top of his trunk, and he's throwing these sticks out into the road, and wouldn't you know it, it's a high-speed chase that's happening right at the intersection that was about to turn green in front of me.
That's wild.
And he got out, threw out the sticks, and the light turned green after about, oh my gosh, I want to say about 10 seconds after the light turned green. That guy came flying through the intersection. Cars were parked to the left at a red light. He squeezed through four cars and passed through the intersection in this Jeep and just kept on going, missed the sticks, and that could have actually been someone's life. They don't let you know that quickly, or they have no way that quickly of letting you know that there is a high-speed chase in pursuit or anything like that, or someone just driving crazy, you know, some maniac out there. You guys just have to stay aware. You have to stay aware of what's going on. Mm. It's amazing. So with all of this research, we decided to offer some safety tips. And I looked to find safemotorist.com. They had an article on their website with all of this information. And they also included how to handle road rage situations. Mm-hmm. So without further ado, let's see what they would advise, all right?
That's it.
So, if you find that you have agitated another driver, whether the fault is truly yours or not, do not react or retaliate to the other driver on the road. This will only cause the situation to escalate. Remind yourself that the other driver is just bad at handling stress. Avoid eye contact and continue to practice safe driving habits. Hmm. Unfortunately, it does not look like the problem is going away anytime soon. All you can do is be a considerate, aware driver that follows the rules of the road. While it may be difficult in the heat of the moment, do not give in to the feelings of anger or rage on the road. Think twice before you honk the horn or flip the bird, because you never know what may set the person off in the cars around you. Mm-hmm. Getting home safely is more important than teaching someone a dangerous lesson.
Right. Now, we can tell you what you really should do.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Just kidding, you guys.
Now, they gave very good advice when it comes to handling yourself out there on the road. And I will say that we wanted to dive into international road rage, but that is a separate segment on its own. And we could sit here for hours and only touch on two countries. So, what we will advise is what we always advise. Do your own research and take the web to see what you can learn about road rage and how you can be safe as possible out there as well. There are road rage incidents caught on camera and road rage and road rage karma videos that you can watch from all over the world. And trust me, they can make you laugh out loud. And some in general are worthy of that. But just remember that these are actual lives on the other side of the screen, and we do not condone nor promote what you may see on these videos, but it is better to be with knowledge than without. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure we are not the only ones that have witnessed people with two cars worth space in front of them, and even at red lights or left turning signals, they have to they have a gap that causes others to miss the light. Now, before we did some research into the reasoning for that crazy gap, we didn't understand the reason for it at all. Especially if you are in the left turning lane trying to get to work in 5 minutes before. I mean, before you have to hit the clock. Let's be real. And people may not understand the struggle. So we looked again. Looked into it, and it turns out that some people who have admitted to leaving the large gap actually have a few good reasons as to why. Here's as follows. In drivers, and a lot of people are told to leave at least one car's worth of space in between you and the cars in front of you. So number one, if the car in front of you breaks down, the car behind can move around without having to back up. So maneuverability is an option there. That's smart. Mm-hmm. But a second good reason is if the second car is rear-ended, it might not hit the front car, so saving damage to the middle and the front car and passengers. So
yes, and usually the bumper is the most expensive part of the car.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, the second car is likely, or less likely, to be completely boxed in, and potentially evildoers always be aware of an emergency exit when driving. Mm-hmm. It's suggested to achieve one car length at a stop, and it is to be able to see the tires of the car in front of you on the pavement. And number four, we breathe enough air pollution without snuggling up to someone else's exhaust. Mm-hmm. So get back, because you don't know them like that.
You're so funny. So you guys, I think that this really had us reassessing our driving, and we will be doing a more modest half of a car's length in between ourselves and the car in front of us. Mm-hmm. But I can't have, you know, that one or two car gap. It's just too much. And we have a manual, so it's ideal for someone not to be too close to us as well. Mm-hmm. And please, 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 stop slamming on the brakes a half a mile before you get to the light, and then slowly rolling forward, okay? I hate, we hate when people do that, okay?
Yes.
It may be fun for you and your little automatic just creeping up for a half a mile, you know, not actually stopping or anything. But for someone with a manual, it's just freaking tedious, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't be a liability, you guys.
And you know what? Again, Brother Gregory, why?
Why? Because when you do your research, you find out the number one killer of black folks on the highway is bald tires. Not accidents. So need to go and get another used tire. Is that simple?
Thank you. Now,
yes.
With that being said,
you guys, that is not all, but it's all for now. Okay?
Remember, write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com.
Yes, you guys write us so we can give you guys some feedback. We want to start talking too about things and topics you guys want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And some engagement. We can give out some advice and, you know, just ask us anything. We are here.
And as leaders too, follow us on Instagram at qk.jj. Rate, review. And the most important one is
subscribe. Rate, review, subscribe, you guys. Please, please, please. We appreciate it. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys and taking us on this wonderful journey and being with us on this wonderful journey. But you guys are also taking us on a journey as well, even though you're with us as well, because you're showing us and we're growing together. And you guys are forcing us to be better. We're forcing ourselves to give you this content every week and being consistent and doing this for you guys. So I hope you guys like it and enjoy
queens
it.
And queens and kings are like, please. Yes. We appreciate all the love and all the honesty. Just taking it all in is beautiful. And we do honestly appreciate and we are feeding off of the positive energy. And we're giving that right back out. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yes, help you guys. So always, always, always remember, embrace the pure facts and conduct your own research, because to the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves or any parties who wish to take part. Doing our own research is a necessity. Doing your own research is a necessity, you guys.
And you do check your facts.
Yes, check your emotions at the door and embrace pure facts. Most importantly, remember to always smile, because you have the weapon of knowledge. Yes.
Till next time. Till
next time, you guys. Queen Jam
and King Jerry out.